Look, I've got some great news for you. Just 2 hours of art a week can have a significant impact on your mental health. I feel like that's pretty good news for all the crafty folk out there, and maybe the people who aren't so crafty too. It's the findings of a UWA research project. The group behind the study has been running a 5-day program of affordable and accessible activities for the whole family for the last few years, and it's going to be kicking off very soon here in Borloo. Dr. Christina Davies is leading the Good Arts, Good Mental Health project and joins me on Brekkie this morning. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. Hi, everyone.
We got up last year when this program was happening, and I'm so glad to be touching base again. I want to start off by looking at how we define the arts in this, in relation to this program. What kind of arts are we talking about here?
Sure. When we say good arts, good mental health, we are very much talking about the arts that makes you feel good. So, you know, I like to paint, you may like to read or sing or draw or listen to music. Whatever arts makes you feel good, that's what arts is. But, you know, when we talk about arts, most people think of painting or drawing, but the arts is so much more. It is the books we read, it is the music we listen to, it's singing, it's dancing, it's colouring in, it's craft, it's sewing, it's woodwork, going to concerts, going to gigs, you know, that the arts, recreational arts, just like sport, really is part of our life. It's fun, it's enjoyment, it's social connection, and so important to our mental health because of the happiness and the joy and the enjoyment it brings.
How did this study sort of, for, you know, the findings of this study inform the project that is now Good Arts, Good Mental Health? What were the findings from that study and how did that sort of shape the project that we know now?
Sure. So I guess this started really as my PhD. So I was really interested in the fact that, you know, we had all these health messages. So we have health messages for sport and physical activity, for fruit, for vegetables, for sun protection. And I, and you know, my background is psychology and health promotion, and I'm also a visual artist. And so for me, I was like, there's something missing here. Where's the health promotion message for the arts and mental well-being? And so as part of my PhD, I quantified the relationship. So you need 2 hours per week of arts for good mental health. But you can do that any way you want. So if you want to read 20 minutes before bed, you can do that. If you want to go to a gig once a week with friends, you can do that. Or if you want to mix it up and do a colouring in on Monday and listen to music on Tuesday and do a dance class on Wednesday, you can do that too. So however you want to do it is totally fine. But, you know, super exciting that the arts dose, which is what I've called it, has been cited in Revive, Australia's national cultural policy.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, from there, it kind of has expanded where we've had this opportunity to translate the arts dose and also, you know, this really strong evidence that the arts impacts mental health into a project that's launched in Western Australia, because this is West Australian research, so it makes sense to launch it in Western Australia. But now we have a health message for the arts, a health promotion message for the arts. So I'm sure you've been hearing it on RTRFM, which is, you know, we've basically been saying you don't have to be good at arts for the arts to be good for you. Do the arts that makes you feel good. Try for 2 hours per week because it's no pressure. This is about fun and enjoyment because it can make a difference to your mental health. And then, of course, our tagline is good arts, good mental health.
Yeah, it's definitely something that makes sense, right? Good arts, good mental health. And I love that idea of it being a dose, an arts dose. Whenever I'm feeling a little bit wacky, laying down in a living room with noise-canceling headphones on and listening to my favourite album, or doing a little bit of mindless colouring in, or even going to a gig is a balm for that. It really makes me feel a little bit better about being in the world. But how do you kind of quantify this feeling? How exactly does the arts impact our mental health?
Sure. And so as part of my PhD, so we did this qualitatively and quantitatively. So we actually started by asking the community, you know, what do you get when you engage in the arts? You know, so if you're a painter, what does that do for you? If you sing, what does that do? And then what we did was we actually quantified the relationship. So we used a lot of statistics and confounders and effect modifiers. And from that, we were able to get the arts dose. But, you know, Good Arts, Good Mental Health actually has been a project that has now involved 3,000 community
Whoa.
Members, as well as our 31 government industry and philanthropic partners to create something that I think is for the people, by the people. And so I think then that, you know, even say when it comes to, for the campaign, we have a website. And on the website, you know, the 3,000 people basically said to us, we need free and low cost options, but free is better. So our website has free learning videos. So if you want to learn more, you can. We've got videos on there. But we've also got resources that you can interact with, you can download for free. And the five-day challenge that you mentioned, you know, if you have no idea where to start, the five-day challenge starts you off with music, then you've got colouring in, photography, origami, reading. And also, you know, on the website, we've got a link so you can actually find your local library if, you know, you don't know where that is. So there's lots of options that people can engage in the arts.
Is this for everyone? Is it for families? Is it for older people? Is it for adults or is it for children too?
It's for everyone.
It's for everyone? It's
absolutely for everyone. And, you know, on the website, you know, it's for everyone. We do have a separate section for kids. But, you know, our colouring ins, like, it shouldn't be that, you know, depending on age, you're doing it, everyone can colour. And, you know, something else as well is, like, you know, our line of you don't have to be good at arts for the arts to be good for you is so important. Because if we do think about kids, they sing and dance and draw and paint. And, you know, the joy that they get from this and the joy that we get from watching them. But then as adults, we stop doing this. And it makes no sense. So, you know, I'm definitely here to tell everyone, you don't need to be good at art. You know, it's just about having fun and going out with other people and, you know, connecting to other people. And, you know, the arts really can offer that.
Is there a five-day program that's taking place at a particular time that's meaning that everyone takes place at this time? Or can you kind of engage with it anytime you like?
You can engage with it anytime you like, but that sounds like a great idea.
Everyone in the country is doing the 5 days at the same
today,
time.
Yes, today is music. Tomorrow is colour.
Yeah.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, maybe that's next year. It's really a lovely idea for a program and obviously stems from actual factual research about how that's impacting our mental health. If people want to get involved with this, they can obviously check out the website. You can head to goodartsgoodmentalhealth.com.au and there's all sorts of ways that Good Arts Good Mental Health has made its way into the news and different ways that it sort of takes up practical place in the world, but also some great resources over there too. I guess to anyone feeling a little bit scared to take up a pen or a paintbrush or hold a camera or get in touch with their music this morning, what would you say to them for people a little bit hesitant to get involved in the arts?
Look, I would say definitely start with colouring in. So I would say, you know, whether you go to social media, so we have a Facebook page and also an Instagram page. So our handle is at Good Arts, Good Mental Health. But I think colouring really is a really great way that you can start. And you don't need, you know, expensive equipment or anything like that. You know, you could colour with a highlighter if you want to. You can colour with a pen or, you know, it's just about the action and just stopping for a moment and doing that. And, you know, on the website, you can download a pack of colouring in pages for absolutely free. And yeah, it's just about starting, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, but also I think most of us do have the music that we really love. So I think maybe that could also be, you know, if you're more of a music person than a visual arts person, maybe just try to listen to two of your favourite songs today.
Yeah. Tune into the radio. Maybe restream your favourite show. Maybe you've got some new music that you want to get across and you can tune into Out to Lunch. Maybe you've got a specialty sort of area of music that you want to get in touch with. Maybe you love old country. Go listen to Middle of Nowhere and the restream. You can do all that on the RTRFM website. And while you're over there, you could also subscribe and support our little artistic institution around. It is Radiothon here at RTRFM at the moment. And we want to stay around supporting the arts and supporting great music. So if you want that too, then we want you to subscribe. RTRFM.com.au or 9260 9200. You can call and people will help you out. But Dr. Christina Davies, thank you so much for coming into Brekkie and telling us a little bit more about Good Arts, Good Mental Health. It's the perfect thing for a Tuesday to think about how we can, you know, indulge in the arts and really help our own mental health. It's perfect.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.